Hello, my name is Richard Adams, and on September 19th, 2019, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. These recordings, as sporadic as apparently they are a attempt at a running record of things that have happened to me or my reactions or, I mean, come on, let's just face it. If you listen to the other 30-some-odd of them, nearly 40 of them, you know I ramble for a bunch of minutes about shit that's gone on to me and in my life. And, I don't know, somehow I relate it back to Parkinson's. If you've ridden the ride so far, you know what's going on and what to expect. And I don't know why I go through the opening the way I do, but I guess that's all part of the, charm. Let's call it charm of the podcast. I don't know if we're going to do multiple podcasts this morning, or if I'm going to do one and hope to God that I do a bunch more, or if I'm going to do one that's like 2 hours long, because it's been a while. It's not going to be 2 hours long. Don't stop now. It will not be 2 hours long. If it's like 15 minutes, I freak out, you know, and then it rambles to 25. But anyway, so it's been a while. Make no apologies except to myself, because this is for me. I do appreciate all the people who go and look and they're like, where is it? Where is it? But I realized that two things, really. One is, if this is supposed to be a running record of me and I haven't done one since the last month that had an M begin it, I know that I've made it to another one and it's been almost 2 months. Or maybe it has been too much. No, not quite. As I look at the dates, not quite. And it's not really a running record, especially since a lot has happened. Because the other realization, too, is I went to a wrestling match or event or whatever in Kentucky. And I took pictures with some of the people and posted them to my friends on Facebook, and the first question out of my real good friend, and I've mentioned his name many times on here, Scott, his first question, naturally, I don't know what the heck I was thinking, because I was like, what the heck? But his first question was, so how long have you been using the crutches? And I went, And he said, I haven't listened to one of your podcasts lately, so I don't know. You know, I apologize. And I was like, oh, no need to apologize. I haven't done one in a while. And I realized that was the first picture I'd posted since I've been using the crutches to help the knee, to help the Parkinson's. Okay, so I've just said the word crutches multiple times. And I know that I've not said them before on this podcast because I know I haven't had them that long. So today's episode is going to be called Crutches, and I will explain those in detail because it goes with the whole screwed up knee story that I did last, and then I will go on to other ramblings, probably in another one. That's kind of why I thought I'm going to do, you know, an hour and a half on this podcast, but I think I'll do it just for the crutches and go from there and see where at 4 minutes. You've wasted 4 minutes of your life listening to me try to figure out what the heck I'm going to do. It's kind of how my life is right now. Anyway, the whole crutches story does blend in with the knee. If you recall from the last podcast, that was many, many months ago. Many moons have passed, yes, many days. But not to be disrespectful there. I just thought of that from my childhood. I'm so worried about being politically correct there. I don't know why. Because it came back to me vintagely in my head, and it came out of my mouth like an ignorant person, I guess. But you know that I had the arthritis in the knee and was going to physical therapy, or I was going to go to physical therapy. I don't remember. I haven't listened to the last podcast since I recorded it a while ago. But anyway, I did go to physical therapy, had lovely people. I you know, when I first got Parkinson's, I talked to somebody who does workouts with Parkinson's and said to me the strangest damn thing, and I still think it's strange, which is, you know, to have Parkinson's, you've picked the best place maybe in the world to have it, because it's, we've got a lot of leading edge people who are into it. There's a lot of programs that are coming out to keep you involved and a lot of things to stay on top of it to the level you want to stay on top of it. And I was like, so getting this particular disease, I've picked the best place in the world to get it. And they looked at me like, well, yeah. So, you know, I don't quite grasp that, but okay. So with the Parkinson's and with the knee problem, I did go to the physical therapist, and I had some of the best damn physical therapists there are, I think. My physical therapist, I liked her because she took none of my bullshit and was so happy that I wanted to be done. She's like, you're ready? And I said, I think I'm ready. And she said, okay. So she gave me like one evaluation, and she said, so I'll see you in a month to see how you are, and then we'll go from there. And I thought, I need to make sure I keep doing what I'm told for my physical therapy, because she's not going to take any of my bullshit. And knowing her, she'll sign me up for a month of these unless I come up with showing her that I'm doing better. But one of her last things she talked about was talking about getting some crutches. I'm not talking about the under the arm when you break your leg, those sort of crutches. I'm talking about the crutches. I refer to them as the Tiny Tim crutches from A Christmas Carol, because I think of them as the ones that wrap around your forearms and, you know, you put your hands down on the crutches and go from there instead of supporting it on, you know, under your arms. I am like 6'3", so those crutches suck. But anyway, so the crutch story is really kind of funny, because I order these crutches, I find them online, and, you know, she wasn't sure specs and stuff, so I had to look up this sort of stuff and became kind of a crutch expert in that area. And I knew that I needed them to be tall enough. And that's kind of a weird way to measure too, but I need them to be tall enough, but I need them to support my girth, because I've rambled before on the show how I've gained weight because of this stupid increased desire sort of thing. And yes, 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 I would rather chase my wife around the bedroom and have that take over. Well, that happens too, but not as frequently as it does where you go down to the kitchen and shove something in your mouth and your face to shut you up. So I needed something to support my girth. Let's just say it has expanded a bit since I've had this problem called Parkinson's. And the issue being resolved, I found these really cool crutches. And it was funny because it's going to cost me like $100 with shipping or something anyway. And I could have got them different colors and things, and that was more money. And I was okay, your basic ones are in red, okay, I'll take the red ones. It was sort of weird. I didn't understand why people would spend extra money for different color crutches, but I guess they do, because I spent money, I had to spend it to expedite my crutch shipping, and I was like, okay, well, that's fine. $15 or $25 didn't seem like a lot shipping wise to me if it expedited them, but it expedited them, and it took them like 20 or so of those 30 days that I had to, you know, go back to my physical therapist to get to me. And I was like, what the hell? Whose term of expediting is that? I mean, are you having Tiny Tim deliver these crutches to me? And they waited, and I watched, because I, whenever I order something on Facebook, or not Facebook, Amazon or some other site, and there's a way of tracking, I have a tendency to know where the hell they are. As a sidebar, I had a very good experience with the U.S. Post Office, because I had two or three things delivered on one day, and the third thing was not there, which happened to be the shirt I wanted to wear to this wrestling thing I went to in Kentucky. And it was now a week and a half away, and it wasn't in the mailbox like the guy said it was. So I sent a little note, and I communicated online with them to the, the little chat thing, little chat bot on their site. And the USPS was very nice, although my only complaint is they did not talk to me and tell me what was happening, but they simply found out where, or I told them where I had ordered product from, and they figured it out through shipping. They asked me how much it cost, and they just ordered my stuff again and had it resent to me. Very weird. But anyway, good experience with the post office. Use the post office. Bad experience turned good. And I would say it was a good experience because it got here in time and I wore it and people were like, ooh, cool shirt, dude. Anyway. yeah, okay. But that being here nor there, my crutches just kept not coming. And then they were in a warehouse somewhere in New Jersey. And I'm in Ohio, so it's a little bit of a distance away. And I was like, what the heck? How is this expediting if you're going to sit in a warehouse in New Jersey somewhere? And I started looking at them, and I realized that the city they shipped from to get to New Jersey was in England. It said GB, and I was like, what the hell? What state is GB? Oh my goodness, that's Great Britain, isn't it? And I looked up the city, and it was like, they shipped these crutches from Great Britain to New Jersey. And of course, it has to go through customs and everything else. And of course, in their mind, it was expedited. And of course, I am stupid and did not look to see where they're coming from before they got held up in New Jersey. But they met all my specs and they were what I wanted. So I waited and I did all the other exercises with my knee and, you know, getting pretty good at it. And when I got those crutches and I started figuring out how they work, and they don't support you, you're not supposed to lean on them, you're supposed to lean into them. And I don't need them to support me. What I need them is when I'm out in the open somewhere and when I am walking somewhere, they are a third or fourth point of contact with me and the ground. And Parkinson's makes you reaching for that third contact. And having the knee go bad, I need the third or possibly fourth contact so I do not go face down to the ground. And they are wonderful for that. Now, I would have said a couple of days ago that I don't know how much longer I will have the crutches. But then I was in the kitchen cooking. I don't remember what. Usually I can nail that down and I'm drawing a blank there. And I think maybe lunch wasn't important for work. And I went to make a move, and my knee hyperextended backwards, my knee with arthritis, of course. And it hurt. It hurt really bad. It hurt so bad the dog looked over at me and had this look of, damn, what did you do that hurt yourself? She just cocked her head sideways and left it there, and I was gasping and holding my knee and holding onto the counter and was like, you stupid. And that was just a few days ago. So it'll get better. It'll go back. I'll be relying on the crutches for a while. But they're great. I went back to the physical therapist, and she helped me adjust them, made it so I wasn't actually putting any leaning into it. Raised me up and lowered my, or raised my arms up on at the handles and lowered raised the leg a little bit, and it works wonderful. I walk in stride with it. She was so happy with my progression and compared it to my other, and it was great numbers, whatever that means. By comparison, when I came in, I was slow and shuffling, and it is a Parkinson's thing to shuffle, but I was shuffling because my knee was hurting so bad. But now with the exercises that I do, the conscious effort to keep my toe forward, this thing I have in my shoe that I wear to keep my foot forward, not all the time, she says I should wear it all the time, but it's an awkward thing that only works in my tennis shoe because my tennis shoe has really good support. And I am an old man and wear all the those shoes that you pull on. Also, my knee hurts and I have Parkinson's and everything else. Those Skechers that I see Willie Nelson advertising now and making a mockery of it, the whole idea of him having marijuana, he's going to go on a Skechers campaign. But they don't have, they're really nice and they're really soft and they fit everywhere real well. But they're kind of webbing and they don't have any sort of texture or support like my tennis shoes do because they are a, they're like a faux leather shoe, so they're harder and stay in place better. I don't know why I went out on that rant, but that's what I wear for my shoe. So, but the crutches are very nice for when I'm out in the open and I walk, and I walk like I swing my arms. They really aren't there to support me. They're there to support me when I need them, which is very cool. So that is kind of the story of my crutches. I hope to be free of them one day. One day soon, one day in the coming months, I'll be doing a crutch-free celebration. And I thought of this myself, so I know a lot of snide people out there are thinking the same way. They'll be like, yeah, the next time you do one of these, you'll be going, I don't have to use those crutches anymore. Well, no. I will do one of these sometime not too distant future. I'm not even going to say I hope. I know I will. So that's the story of the crutches for right now. One other story to add to the crutch story, and we'll wrap this particular episode up. And look, it's only 17 minutes, so that means the way I tell my stories, that in the next 8 minutes or so 20 minutes, 25 minutes of your life will be gone. And you won't get it back because I don't do that on this show. I don't do it on any of the... It's not a show. What the hell? I don't know what it is. Somebody asked me what the name of this is. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's just Richard Adams Podcast. I think most people who respond to me through my Facebook page. And you're welcome to go find that as well. And you're welcome to go out there and find it and go find the links and buy my book and everything else. And it has nothing to do with Parkinson's. And it's more about the rantings like this. That's about my life or about my thoughts or some weird things. It's a bunch of short stories that I go back and diagnose why I even thought of them or tried to do them or wrote them in the first place. So yes, the whole damn thing is about me, and I'm self-centered, and I am wonderful, and why I am not famous and have lots and lots of money, and I don't know, what was the hookers and blow? I don't know where that came from, but you know, money to waste on shit like that. I waste it on comic books now. What a waste I am doing right now of that. But it's entertaining. I waste it on comic books, and usually wrestling is free, but this was going down to see Billy Corgan's group from the NWA. I know Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins owns NWA Wrestling, and if you have not seen it, look it up online. It is very good. I have a great time watching it online, and I haven't wasted my money buying these fight subscription or anything yet, but I love it online. I love watching the old stuff and the up and coming guys and things like that, and I have developed that sort of passion. But okay, so I was talking about the one other thing about the crutches is that I recently got a handicap parking pass, which works out really well for today, and you'll be able to keep track of what today is because, or when I recorded this, because I am going to go to Ohio State's College Graduates of 2022 and watch my oldest child graduate from college, and so proud of her. She took the hard road. She has never had anything easy come along. Not that I haven't tried to help her have easy things come along, but she's just sort of like, nope, 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 nope. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make it harder. She proved to me how smart she was this time around, because in her last semester or her last quarter, see how old I am? I have no idea what they are anymore. But I graduated from college. But in her last semester, we'll call it, her lowest grade was a B minus. It was her only B minus because the rest of her classes were all A's. And this is something she does on her own. We do not push her. She works and goes to school and finds funding to pay for school. And I am very proud because, again, like I said, she is someone who has pushed herself through this, because in the beginning, that's really a terrible way to say it, but you know, she first was going to go to school, we had a lot of hard times, and I don't want to talk about any of them. I just wanted to tell you that, because she is doing fantastic, and I am so proud of her today, and it's going to be great. And I'm going to have a handicap parking sticker, so amidst the chaos, I will be able to park somewhere near the front and take my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful new toys out and help me walk through the crowd and into a seat where I can watch her name be called. And with a name like Adams, she found out that she was going to be number 11. Because I asked her, I said, "So, Mary, tell me, out of the group, how many are graduating? How many, you know," I'm just trying to figure out how long I'm going to be there, to be honest with you. Anyway, so I asked her, "So, how many people are in the group?" And she says to me, "Dad, I'm number 11. So I know there's at least 11 of us." And I just sat there for a minute and sat there. I was like, she makes all A's and she's going to be a college graduate, and she doesn't assume that Ohio State's going to have more than 11. Surely this must be a joke. And it was, but she had no idea, and I have no idea. And all I know is I have my handicap parking spot, and I will have my crutches to help me get there, and they will just simply help me get there and get to my seat, and then they will be an annoyance, and they will be a problem, and they will be in the way. But there's always someone to help you, and it's always someone nice, because, and I keep referring back to this wrestling, because it was just a week or so ago, but I was there, and the guy behind me is like, "Dude, here, let me help you stick those crutches over here." And he said, "There's a spot here," and he put them back, and he went on his business with his family. At the intermission time, the guy sitting next to me, older gentleman, he was there with his wife, and he goes, "Let me grab those for you," and you get up. And I said, "I just want to go over to the other side so I can stand." And he goes, "No, here, let me get them for you." And he stopped everybody, handed me my crutches, and I just decided I would stand up there at my seat and let people go, because they probably had to go to the bathroom or wanted to spend money on pop, or they're selling beers and things too. So, you know, whatever. Adult beverages. So I let them all go, and I walked over to a big open area, and I sat there and I watched the people with the rings and laughed pretty hard. They were cleaning things up, and they were, you know, having a good old time chatting away with each other. And that was even nicer than going out, I think. But everybody was willing to help me, and everybody's trying to help me. And people now that see me, you know, with the crutches, and I'm thinking to myself, I am not somebody that, and I just smile and I say thank you, because that's all it is. And it's lovely. It's wonderful. If you see and help somebody, I mean, hell, I still help people and hold doors, even with the crutches. Yes, I realize what an oxymoron that is, but you know, that second half of it is what I am. Okay. So let's draw this down and bring it to a close, and appreciate that you're out there, and know that I really do appreciate it. This is going to be my crutches episode, and there will be others to do with the end of physical therapy and what's been going on and why I have no one to deal with any of this crap. But my sister says that I can't go on a political rant, and I can't go on any sort of other rants. But we'll see. I still need to throw in here at the end and throw in at the next one that I am also very proud that in 2 weeks I will have a son graduating from college. And he has always been a self-made person with his own mind and his own opinion, and he is still my child who has done things that I don't expect anybody else to have tried in his own unique way. I remember him being confined to his room one day and someone coming out saying, "Your son's trying to shove his mattress through the window." Whereas he's on the second floor. Thank God we only lived in a two-story house. But he was trying to shove his mattress out the window because his theory was if he could get it out past the front bushes that were out there right outside the bottom of his window, he could leap onto the mattress and be fine. He does think in ways that no one else does. And I don't know where he gets it. Well, I do. He's partially me with the I'm going to go and do this sort of crap. And he's partially his mother, who is very smart and focused in her ways and his ways. And, you know, so in 2 more weeks after today, I will have 2 college graduates there. And then I will have my other child, who is a college graduate who went through this during COVID and was cheated out of a good graduation because they tried to run it from the school. And my child was not able to graduate formally in robes and down everything else, even though we had the robes and the tassels and the hats and all that crap. So I still think they should have called him back the next time they did it and done one for 1 year and one for the next, set up the following weekend or something. I would have gone. Talk about brilliant kids. That kid was Phi Beta Kappa, which is the 1% of the 1% or whatever. They tested into that. I guess that's my best chance to get in with the 1%ers, unless somebody out there has a lot of money and wants to hear me ramble and stuff. Then I will do political rants for millions of dollars, sure. I'll be honest with them, though. Kind of on both sides of the whole political thing. But see, look, I've rambled some more. Anyway, yeah, so thanks for sticking with me. It's lovely to go see that I've had, you know, 40 people look at my Facebook page to see where the hell I am. And it's nice to see that people still download and listen to my old podcasts, which I think is wonderful. And if you're new to this and you started here, what the hell were you thinking? Go back and listen to number one. Download them all. I don't get any money from it, though. But do it anyway. Yeah, I'm not the guys I watch on Facebook where they go, like and subscribe and mash that button. It means nothing for you, but it means a world to me. You know what it means to me? It means I'm going to get that popping up every week, and I don't necessarily want to see it every week. I just like the ideas that you had a gerbil, you know, best friends with a monkey or whatever I was watching. Or I just like the crazy idea that I wanted to see what you said about this wrestler, or you talked about this monster, you know, this movie show or something. Who knows? All right. Thanks for listening. This is Richard Adams. I'm rambling again on September 19, 2019. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And of course I ramble because it's just what I do and it's why you listen. Thanks so much. Bye now.